What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, it is time for us to take this morning's look, our Wednesday morning look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Judge Cecilio said a lease of the Third Chamber of Administrative Litigation will be responsible for determining the legality of the settlements by mutual agreement in favour of managers and trusted personnel of the electric transmission company SA, ETESA. Sources from the judicial branch confirmed that in a distribution held last Friday, Cedelis was responsible for processing the request for viability made by the comptroller Gerardo Celis in order to determine whether or not the agreements in favour of at least 14 people are legal, including Carlos Mosquera and Oscar Rendol, general manager and assistant manager respectively. Until the 30th of June, Victor Gonzalez was appointed as interim general manager until Roy Morales is ratified in that position. It was reported that the appeal filed by Solis is currently being processed, and the judge said Solis is already analysing the legal regulations that regulate the period of civil servants in mixed companies, such as ETESA, in order to prepare a project and present it to the rest of the members that make up the Third Chamber. Public prosecutor Rigoberto Gonzalez said that it is not legally viable for the members of the boards of directors of joint ventures to authorize mutual agreements contrary to the provisions contained in the law. Therefore, according to Gonzalez, these trusted officials would not be entitled to compensation for the termination of their duties. Gonzalez's opinion was made following a query made by the former Minister of Commerce and Industry, Jorge Rivera Staff, who chaired the board of directors of ETESA when these liquidations were authorised. Rivera requested to determine the scope of Law 24 of 2014, which regulates the periods of public officials within public institutions. In his response to Rivera, Gonzalez argued that general managers and other members of senior management of joint ventures are civil servants, governed by administrative law, and are not required to maintain an indefinite employment relationship under the Labour Code. ETESA sent a request to the Comptroller's Office to terminate Mosquera's employment, who will receive compensation of $249,195. Mosquera already earns a salary of $14,315 a month, more than double what the President of the Republic, ministers and deputies receive. Rendol, for his part, agreed to a mutual agreement of $306,615. In total, La Prensa reported compensations by mutual agreement in favour of 14 officials, which in total represents an expense of $1.6 million. President José Raúl Molino asked the Comptroller's Office not to approve these amounts, considering them to be an abuse of public funds. From the Demetrio H. Brid Municipal Palace, the installation of the new councillors, the inauguration of Mayor Mizrachi, and the election of the Board of Directors of the Municipal Council of Panama for the period of 2024 to 2029 took place on Tuesday. At around 12:30 p.m, Mayor Mizrachi took the floor and said that he would not be able to do this job in the Panama City Hall alone, and that to do so he has surrounded himself with experienced people, such as his deputy mayor, Roberto Ruiz Diaz. The times of favouritism and of favourite community councils are over, he warned. According to the new mayor, his term will not be one of excuses, but of results, and he will therefore maintain direct contact with the central government and urge private companies to get involved in the improvement of Panama City. I took over a decadent and neglected administration with finances in a critical state and a politicized organizational chart. The numbers are in the red, but we are going to solve the problems and create a more prosperous municipality in the region, he said. He referred to creating a healthy and modern city as well as taking care of every penny and cutting privileges. Those who don't work don't get paid. And with these savings, we will reach all the districts, he added. Mayor was accompanied at the inauguration ceremony by his family, as well as former First Lady Marta Linares de Martinelli. And the mayor of San Miguelito District, Irma Hernandez, took office on Tuesday. In her speech, she highlighted that the district is ready to have its cable car in its first district park, the first lung of San Miguelito, located in Andres No. 2. Hernandez acknowledged that the district deserves the best. However, she asked that it be taken into account that she has received a bankrupt municipality, but at the same time promised that she will leave a mayor's office with plenty of resources. The process of repatriating undocumented migrants entering Panama through the Darien jungle will begin in the coming weeks, according to U.S. government officials at a press conference held on Tuesday. The United States will be in charge of these flights, which are part of a pilot plan agreed upon with Panama to deter the approximately 1,200 migrants a day from countries such as Venezuela, Ecuador, and Haiti who cross the Darien border heading north. The situation in Darien is unsustainable and in many cases tragic, said Marcela Escobari, special assistant to U.S. President Joe Biden and White House advisor on migration. We hope that this action will deter migrants from putting themselves and their families at great risk when crossing the Darien and the rest of this route, she said in a video conference. From January of 2024 until June of 27 of this year, 195,817 irregular migrants have been recorded passing through this inhospitable and dangerous area that connects Panama and Colombia. The Biden administration will provide $6 million to the Panamanian government for training, technical assistance, and the cost of flights for migrants to their countries of origin, according to officials from the Department of State and the Department of Homeland Security. The number of migrants who would be repatriated daily under this pilot plan is so far unknown. It is also unclear whether the United States will administer these funds or whether Panamanian authorities will be responsible for managing the use of the funds. The initial details of the pilot repatriation plan come a day after U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and President José Raúl Moreno signed a Memorandum of Understanding to address the migration crisis in Darien. Moreno took advantage of Mayorkas' visit as part of the United States delegation that attended his inauguration on the 1st of July to sign the bilateral agreement. On the morning of Tuesday, the President of Argentina, Javier Milei, and the President of Panama, José Raúl Moreno, held a telephone conversation in which they exchanged impressions on their respective economic challenges and the need to implement deep reforms in their countries. The change that you have made to Argentine politics has a lot in common with the change that I have to make here, were the words from which the conversation between the two leaders began. Moreno expressed the urgency of carrying out a very deep cleanup in the economic system of Panama, taking as an example the measures adopted by Milei in the South American country. I do not have the capacity to pass a law like the one you passed, but I would have loved to. However, it is a lot of money that is being thrown away, he added. Milei declared a public emergency in Argentina in administrative, economic, financial and energy matters for a period of 1 year and granted the president delegated powers in those areas. Moreno, for his part, stressed that the need to make significant adjustments to maintain economic stability and avoid losing investment grade. There is a lot of optimism, and the private sector is completely behind me, supporting me in everything that needs to be done, he stressed. Moreno thanked his Argentine counterpart for his support. And for his part, Milei opened the possibility of a visit to the country. I will consider making a stopover in Panama and visiting it. A bill seeking to make transparent the process of granting scholarships and financial aid from the Institute of the Training and Utilization of Human Resources, we know the name as AFARU, was presented on Tuesday during the first plenary session of the National Assembly. The proposal was presented by Deputy José Pérez Barboni from the Otro Camino movement. He explained that the project responds to what citizens have asked of the state body, thus addressing one of the most corrupt institutions in the last administration of President Laurentino Cortizo's government, he said. An interactive database prepared by La Prensa revealed that Ifaro granted non-reimbursable subsidies to relatives of several high-ranking officials, including a niece of President Cortizo himself. However, Ifaro kept secret the names of almost 3,000 beneficiaries of the economic aid that was distributed between the 7th of July of 2019 and May the 24th of 2023. This involved a disbursement of at least $141.6 million. Perez Barboni also presented a bill to reform the Assembly's internal regulations. The deputy asked his colleagues from the different parties to discuss and support these bills. And the President of the Republic, José Raúl Molina, formally installed his cabinet on Monday in an official ceremony held at the Palacio de las Casas. After signing the decrees that support these appointments, Molina addressed the ministers and vice ministers who will accompany him in his government management. "This country needs to change from A to Z," said Molina, who won the presidential elections in May with 34% of the votes and was nominated by the Realizing Goals, the RM, and Alliance parties. The new Panamanian president said that the country expects significant changes. "The Panamanian people expect this and will remind us of it at the first slip, especially in the handling of vital and important issues," he added. He also stressed that the Minister of Economy and Finance, Felipe Chapman, will be the leader of the country's finances and recalled that Chapman has his full confidence to do what he has to do. Overall, the new president of Panama thanked the cabinet for this adventure that we are going to enjoy and for trying new things, although he warned that what we are facing is not easy. On the other hand, Molina said that he felt very comfortable with the National Assembly, which on July the 1st installed the first legislature of the first ordinary session period 2024-2025. Deputy Dana Castañeda from the RM party was elected as President of the National Assembly. Deputy Didiano Pinilla from Cambio Democratico will be the first Vice President, while Deputy Jaimes Acosta from RM was chosen for the second Vice Presidency. "I think we can have good chemistry with the National Assembly," said Molina, a 65-year-old lawyer. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. Those are some of the local news items compiled for you for this morning's programme.